Before leaving for the G20 summit, President Obama handed U.S. automaker Chrysler an ultimatum: finalize a partnership deal with Italian car company Fiat, or forget about getting new government loans. Well, that's quite an endorsement for Fiat, a company that many Americans still refer to as Fix It Again Tony. Anil Valsan is the Global Director of Research for Automotive and Transportation at Frost and Sullivan, which is a consulting company in London. Does Fiat still stand for Fix It Again Tony in your mind?
Not anymore. That was definitely the case a few years back. But thanks to the leadership of Mr. Marchionne, that image has definitely changed. And they have definitely backed a few Car of the Year awards in the last couple of years for some of their new models.
Now, this is Sergio Marchionne, who's the chief executive of the Fiat Group. And as you said, the architect around the turnaround. How has he turned Fiat around?
It's been on a number of fronts, but the most important element that's quite relevant for Chrysler particularly is on the product front. The complete product lineup has been upgraded. These vehicles have become highly competitive. In addition, he has introduced some key technologies, particularly relating to fuel efficiency. Just to give an example, some of their new models include some technologies which actually enable drivers to actually monitor the level of emissions that these vehicles are giving out. And these are technologies that are benchmarks today in the European industry.
So what does Chrysler want to get from this deal, and what does Fiat want to get?
For Chrysler, it's a matter of survival. It's literally a do-or-die situation. They need the technology. They need the models to actually survive. And obviously, they need Fiat's turnaround strategy. That's what Chrysler needs. In the case of Fiat, the opportunity really is to enter the U.S. market on the back of Chrysler and in the hope of turning around Chrysler and using that success to launch their other vehicles as well.
So what kind of Fiats would they be producing, and what kind of Chryslers?
That's very difficult to say at this stage. I think that really boils down to, you know, what would be agreed between Mr. Marchionne and his Chrysler counterparts. But at this stage, I think the objective really is to ensure that you keep Chrysler as a going concern and offer support to Chrysler in terms of technology, in terms of vehicle platforms, to essentially fill a lot of gaps in Chrysler's portfolio, and most importantly, compensate for the SUVs and van segments, which are at the moment shrinking, and really fill the gaps in terms of the small cars, which is the sort of the only segment which is actually growing in the U.S.
Would you feel safe, by the way, if you were here in the United States? You're in London right now, but if you were here driving one of those really cute little Fiat 500s about the size of a Mini Cooper alongside a fat honking SUV?
It would definitely be scary, but I believe, you know, technology is at a stage where even those 500s can be a bit safe.
Okay, very, very diplomatically put. And by the way, maybe a Chrysler SUV alongside the Fiat 500.
Yes, I believe so. I believe it would be, you know, that would be some of the technologies that they would actually share.
All right. Thank you very much. Anil Valsan is a car industry specialist with the London consultant company Frost & Sullivan. Very nice to speak with you.
Thank you very much, Lisa.